Senate Bill 27, an act to appropriate funds for the Special Racing Revolving Fund and the South Dakota Bred Racing Fund to the Department of Social Services for domestic and sexual abuse shelter programs.
Senate Bill 27 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Cleven.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill number 27 is brought to you as an appropriation for the domestic shelters, sexual abuse shelter programs of South Dakota. And this is, if you have it before you, one change that we made in committee is on Section 1, the Commission on Gaming on or about July 15, 2000 shall transfer $125,000 from Special Racing Revolving Fund and $125,000 from South Dakota Bred Racing Fund to the Department of Social Services to provide grants to qualifying contractors for according to the provisions of 251026 to 251033. And this then will be a one-year commitment, and we will then have to review this yearly. You have received on your desk a copy of how those funds have been distributed during this past year. So if you'd like to look and see how your particular shelter has done with this program, please look at that report. I do have an email from the director of the shelter in my town of Sturgis, and she says that this bill is imperative for shelter programs. ADASA funds for Sturgis were a little under $10,000 last year, and that would be a devastating blow to jeopardize any of the money. And as you know from our shelter, we do not work with extravagant equipment, furniture, and so forth. Our funding is directed to the women and children who need it the most. The special needs of domestic violence are often overlooked or lumped in with other areas of crime, but shelters need these funds to provide crisis lines and shelter services with trained staff who know how to respond. The good work of shelters should and must be supported through DASA funds. I'm sure that each and every one of you would get the same kind of correspondence from a shelter within your particular area. They do depend greatly on these funds. I urge consideration and approval of this particular measure. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Flowers.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the body. You know, just a little bit of a history. I think it was in 91 or somewhere in there where Governor Mickelson, because of video lottery, well, but I mean, I think he started this maybe a little later though, Marguerite, I'm not sure, but well, anyway, it was back in that time frame. At the passage of video lottery, people started spending their money there and the horse racing started drying up. And so Governor Mickelson allowed the simulcast dollars to go to the horse racing. Now, what are we allotting? I think $500,000 for the two tracks. We have one in Pierre and one in Aberdeen or Fort Pierre. As I understand, Iowa uses $10 million from satellite waging, and that goes to the horse racing. Nebraska uses $5 million, Minnesota $6 million. And that a lot of that comes from the simulcast system. There was a time a few years ago when the state fair received money every year out of this racing fund. Now we at least that had something to do with agriculture. I'm going to vote for this bill, but I think it's unfair that we keep raiding that and raiding that and raiding that at the expense of maybe drying up and shutting down our horse racing and raising of horses in this state. So I don't question the fact that domestic violence is a major problem in this state, but I do think that it probably should, in all honesty, be funded right out of the general fund.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question, Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess it is on. Well, I'd like to just echo briefly some of the comments that Senator Flowers made. Again, I want to stress the fact that this is not a debate about the validity of the abuse shelters or the necessity of those shelters within South Dakota. It is simply a debate, at least in my eyes, as to where the funds for those shelters should come from. Let me just read you a sentence out of 42.779.1, which deals with the fund in question here. And that says that the Special Racing Revolving Fund shall be in the office of the State Treasurer to be dispersed by the Commission to increase purses or for the operations, or upon request, funds may be granted to a political subdivision of the state for unusual or unique law enforcement expenses incidental to having a racetrack or off-track site in that political subdivision. Nowhere in the statute dealing with this funds does it say that the funds may be dispersed for any other purposes, including any other wonderful or justifiable purpose under the state government or for the furtherance of or any general purpose of the state of South Dakota. Again, we're not talking about the validity of the shelters. We're talking about the issue where the funds for those shelters should come from. Taking the funds for the shelters out of this particular racing fund is in violation of the statute that we as a legislature have passed. So I want to again stress that it's not an issue of the validity of the shelters, but let's at least be intellectually honest enough to know that what we're doing is in violation of something that we ourselves have put in law.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Klavan.
Thank you. Again, I'd like to stress that we have set a deadline as of 1 year. So this will be, again, evaluated after this particular year. And the shelters are certainly planning on this money for this year. Their budgets are set. Their requirements are there. They're needed. And I would urge you to consider this favorably. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 27 that does require a two-thirds majority vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dunn Jim?
Aye.
Dunn Rebecca?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Frederick?
Aye.
Hangy?
Aye.
Halverson? Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Lang? Lawler?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Paisley?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
Schoner?
Aye.
Staggers? Simmons, Belandra, Bitter, Whiting. Senator Dennard?
Aye.
Senator Halverson? Senator Halverson? Madam President, ayes 33, nays 1, excused 1.
Senate Bill 27 has received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is...